What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. As I record this, both the National Basketball Association and Major League Baseball are sidelined because of the coronavirus. But the two professional sports leagues are hardly in the same position. On the one hand, you've got basketball. NBA salaries have skyrocketed in the past 5 years. The average player makes above $7 million per season, which makes the NBA the highest paid sports league in the world. And basketball is also now the most popular sport in the largest country in the world.
1.4 billion basketball crazed people in a country and economy that's growing.
It's unbelievable the passion that people have for the sport and for the NBA in China.
And on the other hand, you've got baseball. People just don't seem to be as interested in the sport as they used to be. Last year's World Series was the least watched in history.
So is this a wake-up call for Major League Baseball? Can the World Series continue to compete effectively?
Last year, according to Forbes magazine, for the first time ever, the average value of an NBA team is worth more than the average value of a Major League Baseball team. There are lots of reasons for this reversal of fortune, from marketing to a lack of star power to the mastery of social media. But if you had to pick one fateful moment when everything changed, when baseball and basketball started to go in different directions, well, it might well be something that happened 25 springs ago in 1995. That's the moment when one of baseball's worst players decided to give up on his dream rather than to be a scab during the game's worst labor strike. Minor league ballplayers have to give up on their dreams all the time. But this minor league ballplayer was not your ordinary athlete. He was also the greatest brand ambassador that the sport of basketball has ever known. And baseball's loss proved to be basketball's destiny-making gain. I'm Sean Braswell. Today on Flashback, a tale of one Windy City and one remarkable player whose fateful decision helped alter the fate of two sports. And a very special thanks to our guests today, who joined us via phone or provided their own local recordings during the global health crisis and the shelter-in-place order. Let's go back in time 29 years for a moment. It's 1991, June. If you've watched The Last Dance, ESPN's documentary film on Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, then you've probably already seen this footage.
The celebration has begun in the Chicago locker room, and they are celebrating in Chicago as the Bulls take the Lakers in five.
Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls won their first NBA championship. 5 months later, just north of Chicago in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Twins won their second World Series baseball championship in dramatic fashion.
The Twins are going to win the World Series! The Twins have won it! It's a base hit! It's a 1-0, 10-inning victory!
Game 7 of that World Series between the Twins and the Atlanta Braves was watched by 50 million viewers, double the number that watched Game 7 of last year's World Series, and 30 million more than watched Michael Jordan and the Bulls beat the Lakers that year. So Jordan's first championship might have made for a good story, but it was baseball that truly had America's attention in 1991. But behind the scenes, trouble was brewing in baseball. Faye Vincent, a Yale-educated lawyer and the former head of Columbia Pictures, was an unusual choice to be the commissioner of baseball. He was short, balding, and wore large, oversized glasses. He looked like he should be the league's accountant. And in his first year as commissioner in 1989, Vincent was tested as few commissioners have ever been.
For the first time in 27 years, a World Series game will be played in Candlestick Park. The Battle of the Bay continues. Game 3 of the 1989 World Series, the Oakland Athletics against the San Francisco Giants. I'm Al Michaels.
Less than 2 minutes later, this happened.
And he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an early.
A 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit the Bay Area right before Game 3 of the World Series in October 1989.
Well, I don't know if we're on the air or not, and I'm not sure I care at the moment, but we are. Well, folks, that's the greatest open in the history of television, bar none.
The following day, Faye Vincent addressed reporters amid the tragedy.
Well, we've made the decision not to play tonight. That's the only decision we made. It's a difficult time for San Francisco and indeed for the whole Bay Area. The great tragedy is that it coincides with our modest little sporting event here.
Vincent handled the disaster beautifully. He was reasonable, cautious, humble, smart. The following season, in 1990, Vincent was again tested when baseball owners started a lockout during spring training in an effort to limit rising player salaries. This is Ryan Eckert, a historian at Monmouth University and author of A Game of Failure, the 1994-95 Major League Baseball strike.
The idea of a salary cap started to enter the conversation, and Vincent supported the players in being completely against the salary cap. And so very quickly, he really did not ingratiate himself to his employers or his bosses.
His employers? You see, in Major League Baseball, the commissioner is handpicked by a very select hiring committee, the owners.
They thought that Faye Vincent would kind of be on their side, having selected him themselves, the owners. And when Vincent came in, he really acted much more in the best interest of baseball than in the interest of his employers, really, who were no one but the owners.
The owners can't actually fire Vincent, but they started to put enormous pressure on him to resign.
After months of controversy and speculation, baseball commissioner Faye Vincent has bowed to management's wishes that he resign. Although the owners have not announced their plans for reorganization, it seems likely that baseball may never be the same.
Charlie Rose was right. After Vincent's resignation in 1992, the owners made a more naked power grab. They installed one of their own, Milwaukee Brewers owner Bud Selig, as acting commissioner in 1992. But the owners were only getting warmed up. One of the men behind Faye Vincent's departure was one of Bud Selig's best friends and a fellow owner, Chicago White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf. And if you recognize that name, it's probably because Reinsdorf is also the owner of the Chicago Bulls.
The NBA had a salary cap since 1984. Reinsdorf wanted to apply the same principle to baseball because that was working out really pretty well for him as the owner of the Bulls.
Thanks to the salary cap in basketball, Reinsdorf paid Michael Jordan, an all-time great player at the peak of his powers, less than he paid White Sox outfielder George Bell in baseball. So at the same time Reinsdorf was helping lead a coup to get a salary cap in baseball, he was getting a bargain on the best player in basketball, a star who would in 1993 deliver the Bulls their third championship in 3 years. The Bulls' three-peat was an amazing accomplishment for Jordan, but he was starting to show signs of wear and tear from the immense pressure. This is Roland Lazenby, a basketball writer and author of Michael Jordan, The Life.
The process of winning a three-peat was absolutely, completely, thoroughly exhausting, mentally, emotionally, physical, in every way.
And by the summer of 1993, Michael Jordan was starting to contemplate a career change.
You know, his father had long hoped that Michael might consider switching over and playing some baseball just to change up things. His father would tell him, you know, you've accomplished everything you can in basketball. So there was a lot up in the air.
And then something happened that summer that would turn Michael Jordan's world upside down and that would put Chicago owner Jerry Reinsdorf in the bizarre position of watching his most valuable basketball asset turned into one of his lowest performing baseball ones. Do you have an interesting tale about unintended consequences from history or your own life? Please share it with us by emailing flashback@ozzy.com. That's flashback@ozy.com. We all need a break from the constant cycle to learn something new, to gain new perspectives. The Great Courses Plus streaming service is an excellent resource to expand our knowledge on a variety of subjects or pick up a new hobby. I've been enjoying The Great Courses Plus while researching this season of Flashback. Lectures like Play Ball, The Rise of Baseball as America's Pastime, History of the Supreme Court, and Battlefield Europe have helped me connect the dots on several stories from history. Right now, they're giving our listeners a special limited-time offer, a free month of unlimited access to their entire library. Sign up now through our special URL. Go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/Ozzy. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/OZY. thegreatcoursesplus.com/Ozzy. To listen to this episode in full, click the link in the show notes or search your podcast app for Flashback, History's Unintended Consequences, with new episodes dropping every Wednesday.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.